Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemfusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemfusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemfusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hemfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. We go immediately off-world to Saturn. Bob has discovered the core of Saturn, which I never really thought very much about, except for this is a gas giant. Bob, what have you found?
All right. Well, some scientists took archival data from the Cassini orbiter that orbited Saturn for like a dozen years, and they mapped ripples in the rings of Saturn. The rings of Saturn almost function like a liquid in many ways, and they ripple and they show distortions. And those ripples could not have come from a gravitational effect of a moon. They realized it had to be coming from the core of Saturn. And what that data suggests is that the core of Saturn is like a slushy soup with rocks and boulders in it that kind of sloshes about as the planet orbits, and that affects its gravitational field, which is reflected in the ripples we see in the rings of Saturn. This data also tells us the core is much larger than expected. It covers 60% of this gas giant's diameter, and it's about 50 times as massive as the as Earth. 50 times as massive as Earth. So that's what the data tells us. It's a strange planet, John, but it's a gas giant. We really know not much about them, and it's going to be hard always to learn much because they're so hostile an environment to be in.
Yeah, I think this is the time when I get to say it's an alien planet, Bob.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Off to the brave little toaster that flies on the planet Mars. Ingenuity. 12th flight. Was it a success, Bob?
Yes, the Perseverance science team put up a tweet which said, yep, we were successful. They flew about 1,500 feet, basically flew out about 750 feet, scouting an area that they hoped to send Perseverance, and then it came back and landed close to where it took off. And when they went out, they went a little bit to the side, and when they came back, they took more pictures, and those two pictures give them stereoscopic views of the same places. They're going to take color pictures, and that'll help the Perseverance team pick a route into this region. And this is so they maybe could not have to retrace their previous path. They can take a different route back to where they want to go. So it was a success, and this is good. 12 flights, they're now definitely using Ingenuity exactly as they want to use it, where it's a scouting vessel for future missions, for future roving opportunities down the road, John.
To Curiosity, the SUV that can, climbing Mount Sharp, and Bob has an image. Again, this is where John says, Bob, that's an alien planet.
Yep. Yep. Well, you know, Curiosity is in the mountains now, and so they do take routine. I've been doing this from day one. Perseverance does it as well. They take navigation images of the terrain around them so they can plan their route. And those navigation images are also good for scientific research. But unlike Perseverance, which is on the floor of a crater and it's kind of dull visuals, they're not that spectacular yet. Curiosity's in the mountains, so those navigation pictures routinely are spectacular. And so I'm having trouble avoiding putting one up every single day because they're just so cool. But there were two over the past weekend that formed a panorama that I posted. It shows Mount Sharp's lower flanks. It shows the terrain they have come from over the last 2 months. And it just, I posted it. They use this for science. They look for changes in the terrain. They look for, they can make better three-dimensional data by taking multiple images. But just like me, they're tourists. They've climbed 1,500 feet from the floor of Gale Crater since they started, and so the views are routinely spectacular, and so why not enjoy them? And so that's posted on Behind the Black if people want to take a look.
And if you go to Behind the Black and click on it, you go to the interactive map, and you can see the journey that Curiosity's been on for 9 years. It's quite spectacular.
Yes, exactly, yes. I try to always take these, show these pictures to give the context so you can understand what they're looking at, where they've been, where they're going. And so it really gives you a sense you understand the journey, and that makes the exploration fun.
Martian dust storms. Again, this is a strange planet, and they're behaving badly. What have they done, Bob? What these dust storms we think are sort of exciting when we see them in the distance.
Well, what the new data is telling them is that, all right, in the past, they assumed that the global dust storms that cover Mars every two or three Martian years.
And make it glow red, particularly red.
Yeah, and you can't see the surface at all because it's all dust. Those dust storms were thought to be the prime cause of atmosphere of water being lost in the atmosphere. The dust allows the water in the atmosphere to rise to a much higher altitude where sun's radiation can break the molecules up, and then you lose the water to space. And they always thought it was the global dust storms that were the main cause of this. Well, the new data from orbiters suggests that regional dust storms, these happen continuously every year on Mars. Small regional dust storms occur in the mid-equatorial regions. It appears these also can help get the water out of the atmosphere as much as the global dust storms are. And so this is just telling us a very strong pattern for how Mars lost a great deal of the water from its early days, John.
And it's just still a theory, though, right, Bob? I mean, we're dealing with something that is a changing explanation of where the water went.
How much water Mars had before is always assumed to be somewhat similar to the Earth in the past, but we don't know that for fact. There's a lot of assumptions here, but based upon what we do know, we thought Mars was once much wetter, and much of that water was lost in space.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and he takes us on the journey on Mars that the robots are providing for us. This is the closest I'll ever get to wandering the surface of Mars. Curiosity is a favorite, but I'm telling you, Bob, Ingenuity is my new possible favorite robot of all, really. Because it's exceeded all of the expectations, all of them. The 12th success of life. Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.